Saturday morning. We're going to talk some girls golf with you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But as usual, let's take a look at what happened yesterday and a peek ahead of what's coming up today as far as the schedule is concerned. Yesterday, it was in minor league baseball action and in hockey action yesterday. First of all, minor league baseball action as the Cedar Rapids Colonels fell to Burlington last night. That over at Veterans Memorial Stadium, a very chilly Veterans Memorial Stadium, as the Colonels fell to the Bees by a score, or check that, Cedar Rapids beating Burlington by a score of 8-3. Same two teams scheduled to go at it today. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders went over Fargo yesterday. They topped them by a score of 6-3. One more regular season game for the Rough Riders. They will be in Bloomington, Illinois today to take on Central Illinois, and that will get started at 7 o'clock. The Riders are in the playoffs, and if a couple of things happen, they can get a bye in the first round as far as the playoffs are concerned. Interestingly enough, because today is the final game for the Central Illinois franchise. They are going to go defunct next year, so that should be interesting to see how that plays out coming up. The Iowa baseball team was a winner yesterday as the Hawkeyes knocked off Purdue 10-4. They're going to play a doubleheader coming up today. College softball, Illinois over Iowa yesterday, that by a score of 12-1. Another college baseball score, Coe continues to play very good baseball. They beat Buena Vista yesterday, shut them out by a score of 4-0. Coming up today, at least we still hear it is on. I have not heard or seen anything that has said it has been called off, but a lot of track action coming up today. It'll be the Kennedy Invitationals, the Draxton Wilkinson Invitational going on at Kingston Stadium. That is a co-ed meet, and that will be at 10:30 today on the boys' side. You take a look at the teams involved: Kennedy, City High, Xavier, and Jefferson over there. And on the girls' side, Jefferson, Prairie, Xavier, City High among the teams over there at Kingston Stadium this morning. Linmar Invitational going on the girls' side today as well. Marion, Washington, Regina, Liberty, West High, and Linmar all running in that one. Also going on today on the boys' side, the boys' half of the Linmar co-ed Invitational. Washington, Marion, Prairie, Regina, and Liberty, along with Linmar, running over there. Iowa City West is at the Hollingsworth Relays coming up today. Boys soccer action, Linmar is at the Ankeny Centennial, and that will be a 1 o'clock game. Girls soccer, it'll be Xavier and Prairie getting together over on the northeast side. That will begin at 2 o'clock today. Double meets for tennis. Kennedy will host Linmar and Prairie this morning and this afternoon, and then Prairie and Linmar will head over to Washington today. It'll be City High hosting Hempstead and Wallert. Wallert and Hempstead also will be at Liberty today. Girls tennis action, Prairie hosts Washington and Kennedy. And Kennedy and Wash will also be over at Linmar today. City High and Liberty are up in Dubuque to take on Hempstead and Wallert. They'll flip-flop those coming up today as well. College track and field, Iowa hosting the Musco Track and Field Invitational down in Iowa City. I hope the weather holds out for that. That will be coming up later on today. The Mount Mercy Invitational going on today as well. Mount Mercy hosting that one, and that will be at 9:30. So lots of things going on as far as the docket is concerned, and hopefully it'll get warm enough so everybody can go out and enjoy those events. Take a quick break, come back, and dive into the Coach's Corner for this Saturday morning. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
TCB Pool Hall isn't one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit straight-up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables you rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection, too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pet Bowl, downtown Iowa City.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Great lineups, the 27 Yankees, the 75 Reds, the 82 Brewers. On KGYM, it's You, Nash, and Dukes on the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. On Smart FM, Just John steps up to the plate in the mornings. Greg's at bat from 10 until 3. And Rick hits musical home runs on your afternoon drive home. Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Ever wanted to play golf at the iconic Pinehurst Resort? Now is your chance.
The Wingo Cup Contest brought to you by Dell Small Business. Listen now through April 24th to win. Only with Golic and Wingo. No purchase necessary. Go to ESPNradio.com for official contest rules.
Back with you on the Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning as we get ready to talk some girls golf with you. Coming up later on, we've got more golf action and baseball action and then basketball tonight. Weather permitting, the Twins, and so far so good that they've gotten all the snow off Target Field, and the Twins and the Tigers set to go at it at 12:30 today on 107.5 FM. And then 1600 and 106.3 FM. We'll have third-round coverage of the Masters coming your way at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then everybody tonight at 6:30 gets NBA playoff basketball. It'll be Golden State and the Clippers, game one of that best-of-seven series. And again, that's a 6:30 pregame. About 7:15 is the expected tip-off for that. We've got round four of the Masters coming up tomorrow for you at 1 o'clock. The Twins as well coming up tomorrow, in Major League Baseball coming up tomorrow night. Going to talk some golf with you. Maybe Masters. I don't know. Maybe we'll get to that a little bit. But Chris James here, the Linmar girls golf coach, as well as boys golf coach and Washington girls basketball coach. And we're going to talk some golf here today as he joins us on the show after what you thought was going to be a warm week and didn't turn out to be a warm week.
No, not at all. It was my first week back from paternity, and we were hoping to get 5 good days in of practice and a few meets, but you know, you can't really control the weather, and that's just the way it goes.
Well, that's we buried the lead.
Yeah.
The big story. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you. Thank
and,
you. Yeah.
How's it, first one, how's life changed for you?
It's changed a lot. You know, you don't realize how much you can really care for or love something or someone. And, you know, we're very happy. Laura and I are very happy. And, you know, he's born about a month ago. He's just over 4 weeks old. So, first few weeks was waking up with him in the middle of the night. But once I started going back to work, she was able to let me snooze a little bit to get some sleep. But it's been an awesome and life-changing experiences for sure. You know, people tell you that going in, but you know, to give you an example, last night after getting done with practice, I might have in the past gone out and, you know, practiced or stayed at work to get some stuff done, but I just hurried home to get to hold the little guy and watch the Masters together. So it just changes everything, that's for sure.
His first Masters.
His first Masters, that's right. That's right.
What's the name?
Maddox. Maddox Lawrence James, yep.
Very nice, very nice. And Grandpa and Grandma are very happy?
Grandma and Grandpa are very happy. They actually delayed, they go to Florida in the middle of March for a few weeks, and they actually delayed their trip by a day or two just so they could see him because he came a week late. He was a little stubborn, like his father, so... but no, they're very happy, and everybody's happy and healthy. Mom's happy and healthy, so that's the big thing.
Yep, that's the main thing. Well, yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun there, and yeah, a life changing event.
That's
no
right.
Doubt.
That's
no
right.
No doubt about that. And but back to golf, and you've got one meet under your belt so far, and so far so good. You're 4-0 if you put every, well, 3-0 if you put everything together.
Yeah, yeah. I thought we did some good things. It was cold, obviously. It wasn't ideal conditions. You know, and I hadn't actually seen a couple of the girls actually even hit balls or play. Obviously, with Torrey and Tatum coming back from last year's team, I knew what their swings looked like, knew how they played, but it was just interesting to be out there and see the girls play and see how they battle and grind out rounds. And I thought we did a lot of good things, but you know, obviously the main thing in girls golf especially is how good are you around the greens? Because we feel like there's a lot of opportunities wasted around the greens from chipping and putting and such that, you know, I think that we can definitely work on and get better. And I think by the end of the year, I think we're going to be a little bit different of a team than we are right now.
Right, and to have your first meet out at Ellis for the girls, and not the easiest venue out there, and like you said, see what the short game's all about. And, you know, for the most part, I think they came through pretty well.
Yeah, I think they did pretty well. We played at Ellis, like you said, against Kennedy. They hosted, and Prairie was there. Western Dubuque was there as well. And we ended up shooting 194 and beat Western Dubuque by three. I think they had 197 then. So, you know, I think adding Western Dubuque to our conference, not only for girls basketball, as I know, but for golf is going to be good, boys and girls golf. And Tori Niedermeyer, she tied for medalist. She had a 43, and Tatum wasn't too happy with her round. She had a 47. We had a junior, Sydney Stevenson, who, you know, hasn't really had an opportunity to play varsity because of the depth we've had in the past. She had a 51. She's really worked hard over the winter on her game. Kenzie Jensen, a senior, again, a girl that hasn't had much of an opportunity to play in the past for us. She had a 53, and, you know, she's also starring in the musical for the school, so she's been quite busy right now. Then we had two freshmen. One of them you might recognize the name, Abby Heffley, Bill Heffley's daughter. She shot a 57, and then Avery Carlson, who moved in last year from Tulsa, had a 54. So, you know, I think those freshmen in particular have a lot of growth to do, but they love the game, and they want to get better, and that's really the big thing.
Right, and you said it wasn't the ideal weather conditions. Scoring's going to get better, no doubt about that. And you mentioned Western Dubuque coming in, and I've heard they've got a couple pretty good golfers up there.
Yeah, for sure. The one girl, I can't remember her name, with me just coming back, I'm not familiar with some of these names, but she tied for medalist as well. So I think, you know, like I said, adding them in the mix, they're really good in about every sport, I feel like, and I think it's just going to bolster our conference and, you know, make us better.
Yeah, not to mention, not to forget Liberty also.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep.
Liberty's going to get bigger and bigger and better and better.
Yeah, especially with, you know, they got quite an advantage, I think, being able to have two golf pros as their coaches, which, you know, at Brown Deer, having McCarty and Wernemont, you know, those two guys are really good and they know the game really well. And like you said, they're just going to keep growing and they're gonna add a lot to our conference as well. So I, you know, we're pretty fortunate to play in the conference that we're in and have the competition. You know, you feel like you're looking down the schedule here, and it's, you don't feel like there's any meat that you can just pencil in and say, "Yep, you know, we got this one covered." It's going to be good competition, which will be really good for us moving forward.
It will be, and we talked about this last week with Denny, but the one sport it seems that growing the conference to 16 has really helped was golf, because you can have now the schedule works out perfectly now with your quad format, so you can get everybody played, you can see everybody else, so it's a really ideal situation.
Yeah, and I'm sure Denny explained it because he knows, you know, he knows the schedule's better than anybody, but we get five quads, so you're playing those three opponents each time, so you got the 15 other teams, and you know, like you said, getting a chance to see everybody is really good. And, you know, obviously playing in the super meet then, too, we'll be able to chance to see everybody. That's Monday, April 29th here in a few weeks coming up. So, yeah, it is. It's just, like I said, we're fortunate to have the conference we're in. And, you know, adding those two teams especially has been good.
Well, you got, like you said, two people, two golfers leading your team. Tori and Tatum out there. Talk about them a little bit. And Tori is senior, Tatum sophomore only, so you got a couple more years with her. But two very, very good golfers, I know.
Yeah, Tori, so my first year here, she was a sophomore. We qualified as a team for state. The year before, she had qualified as a freshman individually. And then you know, obviously qualified last year for state. So she's been at state all 3 years. Hard worker. Very enthusiastic, positive energy, really good kid. Worked a lot on her short game. I know she worked a lot. The last two winters out at Elmcrest, and the simulator is getting better. Her and Tatum are quite different in terms of their ball striking and things like that. You know, Tatum, like you said, is a sophomore. She obviously was on our team last year. Score-wise, they're pretty similar, but you know, Tatum's a little bit more flexible in terms of how far she's going to hit it and how much she compresses the golf ball. Tori's a little bit better around the greens, I would say, right now. She grinds out her pars a little bit more. I think, you know, one thing that you notice as you get older, you know, as you and I both know, as you start playing the game more, you don't worry as much about how far you hit it. but all that matters is what the score you write down on the card. And, you know, I think Tori gets that. And, you know, she can grind out pars, whereas, you know, Tatum might hit a little bit further and might have a little bit more trajectory on her shots. But I think both of them work really hard on their games. And the great thing is they're pushing each other to get better.
Yeah, and a good one, too, to have.
Definitely, yeah.
Out there to throw.
Yeah, you got to have a one, you know, you got to have four scores, really, but having those two will really help, you know, just for a variety of reasons. It'll help the other girls kind of calm down and know that they don't have to go out and, you know, shoot a course record or shoot their personal best or anything, but, you know, also knowing that we have two scores that we're probably going to take about every meet from them, and we just need two other scores, and that's the name of the game. Out of six girls, you got to take four scores.
Yeah, and does Tori have some college golf in her future?
Yeah, so she's looked at a few schools. I know Wartburger's looking at her a little bit, but I think she's going to end up going to UNI. She's not sure if she's going to try out for the team. She's going to wait and see how the season goes, and, you know, I'm hopeful that the season goes really well for her and she's able to try out, because I think she'd be a good addition to the team. Like I said, she's a really good teammate. She's enthusiastic. She loves to learn about the game. And, you know, I think she'd be good for that program.
Yeah. I know she picked up an award at the ADs conference.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty prestigious honor.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that award was called. I was on paternity, but I think it's very few high school seniors are able to get that award. And, you know, last year she earned conference awards, and she's done really well for herself. And I just hope that she can continue her golf career after a really good season for us, hopefully this spring.
Yeah, and I think so. And then you got a lot of youngsters on the team this year.
Yeah, we have, I was counting it up, we have 10 freshmen, which is good because we lost 8 seniors from last year's team. So we needed to kind of restock. And, you know, we have the two that are on varsity with us. And then we have 8 other ones that, not sure how much time they're going to get on varsity, but they'll sprinkle in there for JV and JV reserve. And, you know, we're just trying to, big thing is trying to see them and get better. Unfortunately, we've only been outside, 2 days this week. Since I've been back, we were outside on Monday for practice and then Tuesday as well. And, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're just so crummy outside. I haven't seen, you know, probably 6 to 8 of these girls even swing golf club yet. So I'm really itching to get out there and see them and see what they're capable of.
Hopefully the weather will get a turn for the better coming up next week. And you guys do such a great job. And with the conference, I know Denny kind of leads it a little bit. But you try to get everybody some time in the golf course, whether it's a varsity competition, a JV competition, whatever you want to call it, that's the name of the game. You don't want to just go out and practice every day.
Yeah, and the thing about girls especially is even for basketball, you feel like some of the girls' sports, in terms of the numbers, have declined a little bit, and we're just trying to get more girls involved in the game and grow the game as much as we can, and the best way to do that is to have extra meets for those girls that aren't going to have an opportunity to play in the JV or varsity because we don't have a freshman team for girls golf. Boys golf, there's freshmen, there's JV, and there's varsity. For girls, there's no freshman team. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, if we didn't have these JV reserve meets, these girls wouldn't have an opportunity to play in the course. They would just be practice, practice, practice. And I think a lot of the time you get better playing on the course just being involved in it and putting yourself in those situations that maybe you're kind of uncomfortable with. And like you said, Denny does a great job. I know he tries to get as many reserve meets as possible. Our conference does a good job in allowing us to bring 7 girls to the JV meets so we can have one more girl play. It's just a big part of it is growing the game, like I said. And you know, we have, I think, 19 girls this year, and it's about the same we had last year. And, you know, some teams only have 10 or less than 10, and we're just trying to do what we can to make sure that we get more participation across the board.
All right, and to have 10 freshmen is a big help as far as that is concerned. And back out at Hunter's Ridge again, I know, and you're thankful for those folks to have and host you.
Yeah, every year it's just awesome. Nate's just amazing out there. He accommodates us so well. You know, they got just a great practice facility, I think. We're able to separate into 3 groups pretty easily when we practice with the range, the putting green, and then the chipping and wedge area. And If there's tee times available, he lets us use those tee times, so we could have tee times about every night if we wanted to. Obviously, Fridays are a little bit sketchier just because we want to make sure that they're allowing the public to play. But yeah, we're just fortunate to have Hunter's Ridge, and it's so close to Linmar that it's, you know, 5 minutes from our school, and it makes it easy for the girls to get out there and get started with practice. And you know, it's kind of funny because this week with the weather the way it was, we didn't have practice Wednesday. And then Thursday, you know, we were hoping we'd get the meet in because it looked like it might warm up in the evening. And then they canceled the meet and there was still rain. And then it was sunny and it was still pouring. It was just weird out, I thought, Thursday. And we still had the girls come to Hunter's, and Nate allowed us to, we brought some board games and cards. So we played a little team bonding, played some cards. And I learned a new game called 31, I guess, for cards. So it was just fun. You know, and the girls are in the clubhouse hooting and hollering or whatever, and it was just a good time. And like I said, it's just we're just fortunate to have Hunter's Ridge and be able to do what we do out there.
Yeah, and got some good golf courses. I know you're going to be visiting, and the girls will be playing on, which is always good. And I know you got the Linmar Invitational again this year, and just kind of talk about schedule a little bit.
Yeah, so this Wednesday. We got at Brown Deer. Well, our first home meet is actually Monday. We host a 9-hole meet. But on Wednesday, we play the Crandick, which is at Brown Deer. And just a really good golf course. It's got good character, I would say. I think it's good for girls golfers, too, the way it sets up and everything. Then we have, like you said, our invite Tuesday, April 23rd, so the following Tuesday, which is, you know, Dave and I sat down and chatted after the first year, and we wanted to make sure we got as many really good teams as possible at this event. So there's, just to name a few, obviously we got the schools in town, and including Washington, who, you know, looking at their scores from this week, oh my gosh, they could be really good. You know, I think they might be the team to beat here in the Metro. But we also got Ankeny Centennial coming, Bettendorf, Pleasant Valley, Waukee, West Des Moines Valley. So those are some teams that, you know, especially Joaquin Valley, who usually contend for a state title every year. And we're happy to have them for our invite on April 23rd at Hunter's, like we said. And then we play Irv Warren Golf Course up there in Waterloo. I always call it Burns. You know, it's Burns Park to me. That's a good golf course, similar to Gardner. And we have the Meadows. I was looking at the schedule. We have the Meadows Golf Course for the Super Meet, and then we have it for one of our divisionals. So we get to play it twice. I was wondering if that's kind of a typo there, but that's a good golf course. Got some elevation change up there in Dubuque, and always fun. Then we have Airport for the Prairie Invite. Play Finkbine for our last Valley Divisional, which is our last conference meet, and obviously, that's where the Hawkeyes play. That's their home course, and I love that course. It's so nice, and the girls are lucky to play that. And then Thursday, May 16th is at Jones, so who knows where that's actually going to be.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound like it's going to be ready to go.
No, I don't think so.
At that particular time, anyway.
Just unfortunate, you know, because I love that course, and it sets up well. I think it's got some character to it as well, so... Yeah, that's our schedule. I think, like you said, some highlights. Obviously, Brown Deer playing the Meadows twice, and then obviously playing Finkbine is a really good course to play.
Yeah, and we'll see how they elect to divide things up as far as the postseason is concerned, and you'll figure that out, or they'll figure it out a little bit down the line here.
Yeah, and you know what's changed is before we were 5A, but last year we went back down to 4A for girls. And so there's 50 teams in 4A and 10 teams go. So there's 5 sites and 2 from each site that are able to go. And, you know, the better you play, you know, in the regular season, the better chance you're going to have it getting a good draw for that, regional or district. So we're just hopeful we can play well enough here the next few weeks to show out and show the committee that, you know, we deserve a good spot wherever the district meet will be held. And, you know, wherever it is, if they put us on the moon, we'll go play it. But, you know, there's just a lot of good teams in the area that that we're hoping that we can play well enough that we can avoid the Cedar Rapids Washingtons or the Xaviers of the world, I guess. So.
Yeah, well, and it's good to have good, strong golf in town as far as the girls are concerned. And, yeah, Wash and Xavier, good individuals, good team. Cedar Falls is going to be there.
Cedar Falls is always good.
Wallert's got some good players, too.
Yeah, yeah, Wallert. And then Dubuque Senior's usually good, too. Yeah, so there's some good depth. I know on the other side of the conference, there's four teams that shot under 200 in their first meet, including, like you said, Wash, Xavier, Dubuque Senior, and Cedar Falls. So, and then on our side, we shot 194 in our first meet, and Western Dubuque, I think, had a 197. So it's just really competitive. You know, then you look on quick stats and you see that Valley shot like a 160 or something like that at their first meet, and it's like, we got some work to do, that's for sure, moving forward.
But, you know, it's good to have them come over for your invitation.
Oh, no doubt.
So you get a chance to see them.
No doubt.
And then, you know, the girls have seen them. Golf's a funny game, as we all know. It can change from one day to the next. So, but see your competition.
Yeah, definitely. And the good thing is we've been able to play Valley and been in their group a few times. So at State, we were, you know, we ended up finished third last year. We were in the group with Valley, and some of the girls got to know some of their girls and developed those relationships, which is good. And knowing them, I think the girls are maybe, I don't know if I want to say less afraid, but they know how to play in those situations. And, you know, obviously having Joaquin at our invite is really good, too. And obviously we have work to do, but I like where we're at. I like where we can get to. I think we have a lot of potential. I think, you know, the girls are going to be really, really good at working hard the next few weeks, you know, trying to get us set up to compete for, the Crandic and then obviously conference.
And hopefully get out there.
Hopefully play.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Right.
The temperatures look a little bit better next week. So, keep your fingers crossed that that is going to be the case. Who's helping you out?
So, got Polly Wood again. Coach Wood has helped me out my whole 3 years here at Lynn Mar. She does a great job. She works at the high school as a PE teacher, and which is good because with me being down at Indian Creek Elementary, I'm not able to be in the building with the girls, and she's a good resource to have, you know, not too far away from the athletic office. So, you know, she's been really good, and she was really good in my absence. You know, obviously they didn't get out and play much when I was gone, but she was able to set some stuff up, and that was good. And then we have, every year, we have Steve Kaler helps out, volunteers. In the past, I've had him about 10 days each season. But this year, I think we're going to have probably closer to 15 just because of the first few weeks I was gone. So, and obviously, you know, he coached at Lynn Mar for years. He was coaching at Lynn Mar when I was in high school at Wash. So, you know, he just has a wealth of knowledge of the game, and he's a good golfer, too.
Not bad.
Yeah, he can still hit it pretty good for being a senior there. So, you know, I feel pretty fortunate with the crew that we have, and you know, I think they relate to kids well. And like I said, they both know the game. Polly played golf at UNI in college, so she knows a lot about the game as well.
Yeah, good to have that experience back there and helping things out. And yeah, hopefully get some golf in coming up because it's a busy time. The season's pretty compact. It goes pretty quickly.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the thing about girls' golf that's a little bit frustrating, I know, for athletic directors is, well, really any spring sport, you know, is you have these days in April and May that you try to make these meets up to get postponed, and then everything gets, you know, condensed, and you're trying to find dates that work, and you got other sports that you're trying to find dates to fill, and it just makes it hard for them. And I know that all the ADs work really hard at getting all the meets in that we can, and you know, it's just the way it goes. You can't really control the weather, but next week does look a little bit better. It looks like it's about mid-50s on Monday. Tuesday looks like it's probably going to be the nicest day. It looks to be about 70, and we have a JV meet that day, so that'll be good. The Wednesday looks to be low 60s, I hope, for the Crandic. It looks like there could be some rain that pops up on Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday. I'm not sure I really know what's going to happen Friday. Although, does anybody really know what's going to happen
each
day?
No, not really.
So, yeah, like you said, it's just we're hopeful we can get out and play. And, you know, I can see some of these girls and see what they're capable of.
Yeah, that's the big thing right there. You may, between this and basketball, I think you've had enough weather problems for about a decade.
That was unbelievable. I don't think we've ever had anything like that for basketball. I'm sure you've been around the conference maybe longer than I have. Have you seen anything like that for girls basketball?
No, not in a compact, you know, the first half of the year, it was fine.
It was great.
And then it just went downhill and caved in, and man alive, just nobody could get all their games in, and it was very frustrating.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I know with my dad retiring a few years ago, I know he wasn't too upset that he was still working, because he's... You know, I just talking with Grant Schultz over at Wash for basketball and Dave Brown here at Linmar, it was just trying to get everything in was just a hassle. And we just hope that doesn't happen for girls golf.
No. Hopefully everything will get better here coming up. And, yeah, put your basketball hat on just for a moment as the Washington girls basketball coach. You had some terrific seniors. I know some of them are going to go on to play some college basketball, which is great.
Yeah. So Caitlin's going to play at Winona State. Caitlin Riley is, and Sammy Mia is going to be at Mount Mercy playing for Micah. So we'll be really good. Be able to see her play a lot. Hopefully get up and see Caitlin play. It's just they're truly a tribute to kids that work hard in the gym all the time, doing it the right way, getting in the weight room. That was probably one of the biggest things that I noticed with them is they got into performance PE sophomore year, and just their strength had increased so much because – you know, what they lacked maybe in size, they had athleticism, and their strength just really equaled the playing field for them. And great kids, just looking forward to watching them grow and continue to excel on the hardwood.
And Stolke's running 100s in track.
Yeah, that was the first thing I noticed at our first practice is how fast she was. She would win a lot of our sprints. She would win against what I think to be a pretty athletic team in basketball, a pretty quick team. And she's running the hundreds. She's doing well, committed to Iowa after that game there at Carver. And
that's cool.
Yeah, she's going to be a special one. I know that mom and dad have done a great job with her. And, and it's just it's a fun time for her. And I know her teammates obviously are looking forward to getting back on the floor with her as well. So I think she was out in California or somewhere playing with her AAU team. So it's that time of year for a lot of those girls. So that's good to see as well, kind of balancing that with her track season.
Yeah, and good to have multiple sports for her, just to show that not concentrating, even though she's a terrific talent in basketball.
Yeah, and she did volleyball last year. We'll see if she's going to do volleyball again. This year, I think if she, obviously she's putting a lot of time in for basketball, and I think that's her sport. But you know, she could be a really good volleyball player too, just with her athleticism. So, I'm so glad that kids are learning to be multi-sport athletes, because the more you talk to college coaches, they look for that, really more than about anything else. Not to specialize in one sport. And, we're fortunate we have a lot of kids at Wash that do that for girls basketball.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we'll see if we can get out today or if we sit on the living room couch and watch the Masters.
It's kind of a tease right now because it looks sunny out, but it's not as warm as it looks. That's
no,
for sure.
No, it is not. About 39 degrees right now. So we'll see if that thermometer goes up a little bit. But always good talking with you. Congratulations to the family.
Thank you very much.
And,
appreciate that.
We'll let you get back, Maddox. There,
Maddox. That's right, Maddox James.
Named after Greg Maddox.
Kind of.
All right.
That was a part of it, but. We just like the name, and it's actually, you probably got to go to break here, but it's kind of funny. Brad Stovey may not remember this, but...
he remembers everything.
Xavier, assistant coach, he used to live next door to a good friend of mine, Nick Miller, and when I was over there at Nick's house when I was growing up, they had a daughter named Maddox, or
yes.
He does, and I always thought that name was really cool, so when my wife brought that up to me, that Maddox would be a cool name, obviously with the Greg Maddox reference... I thought, you know what, that would be pretty cool. So that's kind of how we came to that. But no, we're excited and looking forward to watch Tiger today and some of the other guys. It's quite a leaderboard.
It is great. That is going to be fun.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm excited.
A shootout.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Thank
appreciate
you, Scott.
It.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up in the Coach's Corner. Stay with us. More to come after this.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers Slip-Ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools and borrow the one you need, free of charge. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, AC Pro Premium Refrigerant is only $27.99 after our $20 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, it's DeGatch. Join us Monday. We'll have the funniest thing from the sports weekend. Plus, I'll have my weekend observations. That is Monday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, DeGatch, on ESPN Radio.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Back with you on the Coach's Corner program for this Saturday morning. I want to thank Chris James, the girls' golf coach at Linmar, for joining me on the program. And don't forget, we've got baseball, golf, and basketball coming up on the docket today. Baseball at 12:30 as the Minnesota Twins scheduled to take on the Detroit Tigers. That game on as of the moment, despite the snow in the Twin Cities this week. And then we've got coverage of the Masters. That'll be on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, the South Gym. That will come up later on today at 1 o'clock for you. And then tonight, NBA playoff basketball as the playoffs getting underway. Clippers at Golden State, game one of that best of seven series. Masters fourth round tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Twins scheduled to go off at 12:30. And also Sunday night baseball coming up for you tomorrow night, right after coverage of the Masters. And we'll have that for you right here on all three KGYM frequencies coming up tomorrow. As the game scheduled from the Major League Baseball ranks will be the Mets and the Atlanta Braves. We're going to get you back to some ESPN coverage right here on KGYM. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Coach's Show for this Saturday morning. Scott Unash, thanking you. And so long.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you